This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In just one day, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in China grew by almost 4,000, and the death toll climbed by nearly 75. As the virus continued to spread Thursday, the World Health Organization said it's still too early to tell if the virus outbreak has peaked, even though on Wednesday, the overall number of new cases dropped for the first time. Meantime, University of Oxford vaccinology professor Sarah Gilbert gives an idea of the timeline for a new vaccine.
We are starting to test the vaccine in animals, so that will be happening over the next couple of months. We're also developing the plans for the clinical trial. We have to write a very large dossier of information to supply to the regulatory authorities to ask for approvals for the trial.
The virus has killed more than 600 people in China and infected more than 30,000. As U.S. President Donald Trump continues his victory lap following the U.S. Senate's vote to acquit him on impeachment charges, the final results from the Democratic primary's tumultuous Iowa caucuses have been released. The top two winners have almost the same number of state delegates after Monday's caucuses. Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, won 26.2% of the delegates to the state's Democratic Party convention, two more than Senator Bernie Sanders, who earned 26.1%. However, Sanders led in the popular vote. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who came in third in the caucuses, said she's focused on moving forward. Former Vice President Joe Biden said coming in fourth place was tough for his campaign, but that he's not going anywhere. The Dems are on to New Hampshire for a primary there next week. For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Boeing is addressing a new software issue on its grounded 737 MAX jets. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Speaking with reporters in London Thursday, Stephen Dixon, the head of the Federal Aviation Administration, said Boeing's discovered a light that warns pilots about a system used to make the 737 MAX jets point up or down isn't working properly. A Boeing spokesman said a change is being made to the software. He added the new issue is not expected to change plans for the MAX jets to return to service around mid-year. All 737 MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March 2019, after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. I'm Mike Gracia.
Women are slowly moving into Afghanistan's male-dominated restaurant industry. Bashan Hamdard reports for VOA.
Haideryan is a unique restaurant opened by Zahira Haideri, which employs only women. Haideri says she opened the restaurant to cook delicious food, but also to help empower women in the workforce.
That Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, in particular in Bamiyan, women and men are often seated separately in restaurants. I really didn't want that here. I wanted to create an environment where everyone is treated equally.
I usually come here because of its setting. Boys and girls can chat comfortably.
Something else that separates this restaurant from its competitors is that most of the items in the menu are what locals call awasana, or craving foods. While most of the restaurants are offering similar dishes like kebabs, various rice dishes, etc., Haideryan is specializing in homemade Afghan dishes often made with dough. Bamiyan is home to the destroyed Buddhas, which attract tourists from across the country. Haideryan restaurant workers hope they satisfy each hungry customers' taste buds, one craving dish at a time. For Zafar Bamiyani in Bamiyan, Afghanistan, Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
A memorial date has been set for basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who died tragically with his daughter and others in a helicopter crash last month. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Officially, nothing has been announced, but a person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press the event is set for February 24th at Staples Center in Los Angeles. The 224 date is symbolic. 24 represents Bryant's number during the latter part of his Lakers career, and 2 is the number his daughter Gianna wore. She also perished in the helicopter crash last month that claimed the NBA legend.
For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.